So the Urban Education Learning Collaborative is an intentional effort on the part of the St. Louis University School of Education to train teachers specifically for urban settings. The generic theory of teacher education is that we can place any student through a curriculum 4 years of teacher training, and then once they're done with that program, that they can teach in any of the possible potential contexts of schooling where it occurs. So rural, urban, suburban, private, charter. And that idea is, at least to us, fundamentally flawed, that there are unique needs and challenges of all different kinds of districts. And because we're in the middle of St. Louis, because we serve an urban population, we've decided to create a program that's specifically tailored for the needs of urban schools, the unique needs of urban schools. What are the challenges in urban schools, but also what are the unique strengths in urban schools?
And so how many students are in this first cohort, and are they doing this for 4 years, the entirety of their education?
So this first cohort, we wanted to kind of get the program moving and get it started with our partner school district. And so we have six,
which is Jennings,
which is the Jennings School District, and we have six students in this particular cohort, and they are right now juniors, so they'll be with us for the next 2 years until they graduate, and then we're recruiting for our freshman cohort, of which that will kind of be the first cohort that will have all 4 years of this kind of intense immersive experience in the Jennings School District.
So it's a small group, mm-hmm. but so how do you begin to scale this up? I mean, what's your ultimate vision? I mean, you've got six students right now, which is not a large group, mm-hmm. but what do you envision this becoming at some point?
I mean, ideally, we would have 40 students. As soon as we work through the next four-year cycles, we'll have 10 students graduating each semester and 40 students total across the program. And, you know, the idea, in a sense, is we're drawing on a learning theory where it's more about community, about developing a culture and a climate of dialogue and conversation. A lot of these students are self-selecting in, so they have an interest in urban education. But we also know that they are coming in with sometimes limited understanding of what that might mean. And so part of our work is to create a community that is open to dialogue, open to identity formation, that part of our work as a teacher education program is to really focus on the student's identity, who they are, and how they position themselves in urban spaces.
How unique is this?
I think the idea of a collaborative partnership with a school district is not unique in and of itself. I would argue that what is unique about it is how much control we'd like to give Jennings School District in helping us with the training of teachers, that it's not just done in isolation. I think a lot of teacher training program and models use school districts as spaces where their teachers can practice teaching, but don't give the district any kind of either creative control or an ability to have some influence in how those teachers are trained based on their understanding of education. And so what we do in this program is collaborate with the Jennings School District from the very beginning, from Dr. Anderson all the way down to the school districts or the schools where we place our students. The students are always having a constant conversation with teachers. They're having a constant conversation with the administrators in the district. They're also having constant conversations with the superintendent and the central administration staff to get an understanding of how the district operates top to bottom. That kind of experience, I think, is a little more unique. It's how we're tailoring the experience of these teachers to that particular district.
And I've talked to Superintendent Tiffany Anderson in Jennings before, and you know, she'll bring up the fact that this is a high poverty district. There's mm-hmm. concentrated poverty mm-hmm. within this district. Do the students who are going in through this program, at least the first six, I mean, do they have any cultural reference point even for that level of poverty?
No, I think the interesting part is St. Louis University isn't unique in that the teachers who are in our classrooms are mostly white. And you add the layer of class at St. Louis University, which is a private Jesuit institution, which mm-hmm. has, generally students from higher social classes. And so oftentimes our students don't have these cultural references to make that understanding, which is to me why it's important to get the students within the community, to have them ask questions, to interrogate themselves about their own cultural misunderstandings and blind spots that they have and gaps that they have in their own experiences, and to kind of give them the kinds of experiences, the kinds of interactions that they will encounter once they're a full-time classroom teacher by themselves. To us, the operating theory is let's start having that conversation immersed in an experience and facilitated by experienced educators, by university faculty, by even graduate students who have experience in urban settings. Let's envelope that experience amongst those group of individuals so that these mistakes aren't happening at the expense of children when you walk into the classroom for the very first time, but that they're happening and these questions are being raised and asked and challenged under that kind of guidance and supervision.
Yeah, in some respects, it strikes me as a much safer space to have these type of conversations as a college student learning how to be a teacher rather than saying, how do we take existing teachers and talk about cultural or implicit racial bias in the classroom?
Mm-hmm. Right. So, yeah, we want to do that at the very beginning of the game. That's why, to us, the question is more about identity. It's about identity formation and then providing the kinds of pedagogical skills and high leverage practices that we know work in that particular district. Again, tailoring how we're training teachers to the norms, the practices of a particular district, and also using the university resources we have to think about those resources more deeply. In a sense, I think that's the relationship part, the reciprocity, is there's particular expertise that resides in our School of Education about things, about high leverage practices, about pedagogy, about culturally relevant practices in high poverty settings that we can also kind of provide for the Jennings School District that creates a nice reciprocity between our district and our expertise at SLU.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing that a lot of the time when teachers, especially out of the gate, go into a high poverty district, there's a huge teacher turnover.
Mm-hmm.
And so, tell me a little bit about that. I mean, I imagine that's a big part of this is from a district's perspective, what's in it for them, so to speak, is, you know, this helps them hang on to those teachers. Those teachers know exactly what they're walking into.
Right. And so certainly fidelity is one of these things that we were looking for in terms of an outcome of the program, is fidelity mm-hmm. to the particular school district. While we can't, predict 4 years out when a student enrolls.
Yeah, it's not a job placement program.
Right, it's not a job placement program, but it certainly is. It is going to create fidelity to urban settings, to urban contexts, to urban school children. And that's, in a sense, what we want. We want someone that's committed 4 years through a teacher training program, because we have at least a better shot of hanging on to them and working in urban school districts and being committed to those settings and those children.
And is Thursday the first day?
Thursday. Well, so they've already started a class, so uh-huh. they're looking at kind of issues of language. That's their university setting, and then so we'll start. We will be in Jennings for the first time on Friday. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a conversation with Dr. Anderson, but also with Dr. Bloomberg. They'll be all placed at Fairview Elementary, mm-hmm. And they'll meet their teachers for the first time. And from there, we'll start having conversations about what the teachers – I mean, the goal of that first conversation is to have an understanding of what the teachers see, what they need in that district, what do their children need, and how is it that our teachers can fulfill that or begin to see that.
Right. I mean, I think – I want to get your perspective on this. I mean, people talk about poverty often mm-hmm. in sort of a blanket mm-hmm. way.
Mm-hmm.
But, what poverty looks like in Jennings might look different than, say,
Absolutely.
North St. Louis or
Absolutely.
South St. Louis or a rural area.
Absolutely. And so we're leaning on the expertise of the teachers themselves to know the particular students. They have stories. They have experiences. They have background that they have that we'd like for them to share with our teachers as they walk into the classroom, so they can begin to build a picture of how that classroom is operating, but how the community influences what's occurring in that classroom. And we feel like Jennings has the right perspective as a district to engage in those kinds of conversations with our students. We also want our students to engage in experiences outside of the classroom that are kind of also enveloped within the community that Fairview Elementary serves.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to do things like community walks. We want to do things like home visits with our students under the supervision of the teacher as well, because we feel like those are as critically important as any pedagogical skill that we're going to teach you. So understanding the community, understanding the uniqueness and the idiosyncrasies of poverty within Fairview Elementary, but also more specifically within that local classroom, are really critical for us.
So really understanding the neighborhood as much as understanding
mm-hmm.
the school.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we've seen, I mean, that kind of model exists other places. So I guess the question is, do you now see that there's sort of, I don't want to call it a sea change, but a growing level of interest in looking at teacher training and saying, how can this be done better? We've done it for a long way, for generation after generation of teachers, a very specific way. But now it's time to really rethink it for today's challenges, if you will.
Yeah, I think there certainly is. I'm always disappointed with the kinds of conversations we're having regarding teacher training. I think we end up having conversations about more content. I think we have conversations about more testing. But we never have conversations like this about, you know, giving schools or teacher training institutions particular charges to look at context more deeply, to create coursework and innovative curriculum that is focused much more holistically on the students and the resources that they may or may not have. That's where I'd like to see the conversations go, you know, at the broader level around teacher training, and a lot less on focusing on what's the next assessment, what's the next cut score, to take more, a more conceptual, a visionary charge of teacher training as opposed to rote conversations about tests.
Yeah, I mean, I seldom hear teachers say the toughest thing for me in my first or second or third year was figuring out how to administer the test, per
right.
se.
Right.
It's how do you manage a classroom? How do you get to know kids? How do you make sure that they're engaged in the lessons?
Right. And getting, you know, giving teachers the kinds of skills that they're going to need to understand students' backgrounds, to understand how students' lives relate to the curriculum. Those are the kinds of conversations that I wish we would be having about teacher training, because, to be honest, we don't do that well. We don't do. I mean, we apply this kind of universalist, generalist model of teacher training. Which is, if I teach you a course on foundations and on multicultural education and a course on methods, and I give you student teaching, you're able to teach in any particular school setting. And we know that that's just not true, that some school settings might be easier than others, but that's not because of the training per se. It's sometimes often because of the context that surrounds the school setting. And so, in a sense, that's why we have a lot of teacher training or teacher turnover. And we look back at teacher training, and part of it is that's the curriculum that we've been asked to model and to enact, and so we will enact it. So ask us to do something different, and I think we'll rise to that challenge.
Yeah, I mean, and one thing that you see all the time, and I've done stories on it. Lots of people have done stories on it. Is things like the achievement gap, the discipline gap, the attendance gap, even. So these are differences between low income and minority kids and their white, more affluent counterparts. Do you feel like, in some respects, making sure that the teachers are more prepared to go into classrooms where there's high levels of poverty, for instance, ultimately will filter into to beginning to narrow some of those gaps?
Absolutely. I mean, if we can envision a teacher training program that is focused on issues of equity, issues of justice, and that is able to lace those themes and those visions across how we have conversations of pedagogy, how we have conversations about discipline and classroom management, how we have conversations about classroom assessment, and having that as the primary starting point for how we teach teachers to enact these particular practices, I think we'll start to close some of these gaps. I think a lot of these gaps are also due to forces outside of the school. So I'm always hesitant to kind of, you know, make education the silver bullet, but I do think that it's a step in the right direction.
Tell me about the students who are attracted to doing this. I mean, I know it's a small group of students, but you know, what is it in them, do you feel like, makes them want to take on this very specific challenge and be guinea pigs in some respects?
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think they have they all self-selected in. So I think they are in or around urban cores. So they're students from Chicago and Milwaukee and Indianapolis and St. Louis. And so they've witnessed either education, public education and urban public education firsthand, or there is something that they see themselves wanting to do, to contribute in a unique way. And they understand, I would argue they understand their own limitations as an educator and want to rise to the challenge of what the program is promising them to be able to see and do. And so to me, that's part of the disposition, that I don't think it's just students who are trying to save children in urban settings. I think it's students who want to rise up but have at least some fundamental understanding that there is something that they want to pursue but don't know about, that they want to explore with this program. And I think that's what the well, hopefully what the program is trying to offer them as well is an opportunity for them to fill in that gap and to fulfill that you know, that disposition or leaning that they already came into the program with.
Do you see similar models being expanded at other teaching or schools that train teachers?
Ideally, I would love, you know, thinking about the large charges, I would love for schools of education to be singularly focused on this, especially schools of education that serve urban populaces. So I would love for all of our schools here to be engage in intense relationships with partner school districts and to work hand in hand with these districts. That to me would be a bolder charge at the state level to do this. And that would require autonomy, and I'm sure that would get me, in tons of trouble. But I would love for our schools of education, especially in these in urban centers and urban cores, to be singularly focused on it. But it requires intense attention. It requires intense detail. And a real partnership, that's reciprocal. That's in a sense what we're trying to build with this program at a small level is, you know, we can have these intense conversations with Jennings about what is it that you're looking for? What is the kind of culture that you're creating? How can we take part of what you're trying to create and also create it here in this program? How are we going to tailor coursework to the specific curriculum, to the specific disciplinary policies, to the specific assessment ways in which you think? How do we tailor our program to meet those particular needs? I would love at a larger scale for programs, entire programs, to do that. In urban centers, in rural centers, because the rural context is fundamentally different, and the populace and the districts that they serve. Thinking about context, I would love for us to have a contextual conversation about what is the best kind of teacher training that is needed for the specific context of where children learn.
Yeah. It's funny. You were telling me, I think before this interview, that, in St. Louis, it can be especially difficult to sort of, because we're so divided, mm-hmm. to truly immerse your students in these experiences. Mm-hmm. That even just the way in which they're going to get to Fairview Elementary, mm-hmm. you had to map that out so that they couldn't sort of, get on the highway and then get off a quick exit and then boom, they're there.
Right.
That they really see the community.
Right. They see the community, that they see what leads to the community, that they understand St. Louis in a fundamentally different way, not just seeing it on a map, but that they look at places, that they look in people's faces, that they... Mm-hmm. That they're engaging in experiences, because to us, the formation of the educator isn't just simply about giving them tools and techniques. It's about forming the person as well. And especially in high poverty settings where situations are challenging, we have to be paying attention in teacher training to the individual, to the person, to their dispositions, to their persistence, to their ability to rise to different kinds of challenges. We have to have students understand that, but also understand what's going on in and around them. And that to us is really critical in this program, is making sure that we're paying attention to and being intentional about the kind of experiences that we provide for our own prospective teachers.